Am I the asshole for investing part of my daughter's college fund in my new wife's business? Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Don't Go Broke Trying. Today, we have our Coinfessions episode. If you don't know what Coinfessions are, these are our coin confessions, our money confessions. Basically, you all message me and say that you are struggling with XYZ, and we answer them. Me and my guests answer them. If you don't know me, let me introduce myself. My name is Rennie, and I am a finance content creator, and I teach people about financial literacy in a fun and, you know, chill way, just because I want us all to get to the bag. Today, I have a guest on the podcast. We recently just spoke about how to not go broke trying to build your business or get funding for your business. Yep. So I'm excited to introduce you. Hi, Chooks.
Hi, Rennie.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I'm really excited for this episode, and I'm excited for you to help me answer these questions, because some of them are a little unhinged, so I'm ready for you to answer them.
Right.
You want to introduce yourself to the audience quickly?
My name is Chooks. Just like Rennie said, I work in the financial services industry here in Canada, and let's have fun.
Yes. And if you did not listen to the previous episode, I would really implore you to listen to it, because Chooks gave a lot of insight about how to not go broke trying to fund your business. We talked about getting a loan, getting a grant, getting whatever type of funding there is, and when you should get each, and if you should even get loans for your business.
At all.
So basically just making sure that you don't go broke trying to build your business. Because I know a lot of us are like, F9 to 5. So we're with the entrepreneurship life, but entrepreneurship comes with its own set of struggles.
Yep.
So we want to make sure that you don't go broke trying to become an entrepreneur.
Yep.
Okay. So we have a few coinfessions today, and everyone, if you want to submit your coinfession, please make sure that you use the anonymous link that is in my description box or in the show notes. Nobody will know it's you. So, you know, get as detailed and juicy as possible, because we love to hear your stories, and it can be about any topic that you want. Okay, Chooks, you ready to get into this?
Ready.
Okay, coinfession number one.
Why is my head beating? I feel like weird. All right.
And these ones are all going to be around financing, people who are financing their business, okay? Okay, first coinfession.
Right.
Am I the asshole if I don't let my husband use the house as collateral towards a business loan? My husband has been a manager of a retail business for many years and is currently in the process of buying that business. It's established and makes good money, and I fully support this decision. Recently, another store that sells the same items has come up for sale, but it lacks the good reputation and excellent location that my husband's shop has. It's smaller and ticked behind another business in a non-touristy area, while my husband's current shop is in a tourist-heavy pedestrian mall. He wants to buy the smaller shop, mainly because his friend is selling it, at the same time that he buys the shop that makes money. I've always heard that the worst thing a business can do is expand too quickly. There's also the issue of staffing, which is already an issue, which is already hard to come by where we live. They can barely keep one store staffed. I don't think it's going to be possible to staff two. Anyway, he asked me last night if he could use the house as collateral for a loan. And I basically said, not if you're planning on buying the smaller shop. We haven't spoken much since, but I know he is hurt by this. The house is mine. I bought it with cash. It is my only asset, and I can't bear the thought of losing it due to what I think is a foolish business decision. However, I know F all about business. So, am I the asshole if I don't let my husband use the house as collateral towards a business loan?
That's deep. Where do we start? So if I got the question correctly, he wants to acquire a smaller chain of a business. Yeah, he has the experience. It seems like he has that retail experience, mm-hmm. and he's looking to do stuff on his own.
Yeah, but right? he doesn't own any right now. He manages it.
Or he just
and
manages.
He wants he's gonna buy out the manager, so to own the one that he currently manages.
Yeah, so it's an acquisition play. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And the smaller one that is not. It's in a random location that's not very profitable right now.
So there are a lot of moving parts, yeah? Mm-hmm. Of course, from getting the loan might not be a challenge for him, because he sort of ticks certain boxes. He has collateral. He's worked in that business line for a couple of years. He's experienced, right? So getting the loan might not be a problem. Where there could be red flags is some of the points that she raised, like staffing, mm-hmm. right? You need staff to manage the business.
Especially in retail.
Yeah, retail. That's, if you don't have staff, like look at what happened during the pandemic, yeah. right? You're screwed. So, and the retail business is his repayment source for the loan.
Exactly.
So if you're already seeing that right now, chances of him defaulting on the loan is high because of staffing concerns and a host of other issues, it might be wise and prudent for him to sort of not do that right now. So the woman is right.
Yeah, I agree. You're not the asshole. Your husband, he's not the asshole either, but he's trying to follow his heart. He's trying to, you know, follow his passions, which is great, but not with your house, you know? I feel like the fact that it's, first of all, it's her house, although they're married, so whatever, it technically becomes their house. It's a marital home. Yeah. But, like, you can't put that up, unfortunately.
You don't want to lose that right now.
Yeah. I know myself, I would be exactly the same way that she's saying no, I would be saying no too.
So, on the flip side, I could say, I don't know if it's possible, it should be possible. The retail store could be a collateral instead of the house.
So the other store?
Yeah.
So he buys the first store and then uses, and then when he wants to buy the second store, he uses the first store as collateral?
Yeah. Or when he buys the first store, that store is the collateral. Oh. So the deeds or whatever would be in the bank's name until his.
Oh, is that how that, you can do that?
Possible.
Okay, that's a good. See, this is why we need experts on the show, because I didn't know that.
So the thing like equipment financing, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. If you go meet a bank to finance an equipment, if it's new, the ownership would be transferred to the beneficiary after he's paid off the loan.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
In some cases, right? Yes. Yeah, okay. So
if you need like $100,000 a piece of equipment,
yeah, they could purchase it.
But they own it until you pay it.
Yeah. So in the event that you default, they will sell it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, but I agree with what you said. She's not the asshole. I think she's just being smart, and especially because there are so many red flags with the second business.
Already.
Yeah, it's given. Yeah. I'm not putting my money. I like to take risks, but I like to take calculated.
That's the word.
This one is calculating. Risk. To hell, okay? it's not giving.
Yeah,
okay, let's read some of the comments. Someone said, not the asshole. This sounds like a terrible business decision and will risk your whole livelihood. Stay firm. Another person said, not the asshole. You are completely correct. Your husband should not buy two businesses. Good point. Like, he's just owning his first business.
Yeah, and he wants to buy two. Expand rapidly.
Yeah, though. And she said that her friend owns the business, right? So that's why he probably wants to buy it, but I don't think that's business and pleasure. Please, they don't mix.
It's a recipe for disaster.
He needs to concentrate on getting just one business, making a profit first, and then he can reinvest into that business or into expanding. Also, you should never place an asset in your name at risk for your husband's business. If you did and things went poorly, you could lose his businesses, your home, and your personal assets all in one shot.
Fair enough.
Last one. Definitely not the asshole. Does your husband really want to risk making you homeless? Where will you live if you lost everything? Do you have children? I'd say having a home that you can't lose is far more important than buying some businesses just to make some more money. It isn't worth the risk. And the OP says, we have a four-year-old. I want to support him, and I completely support buying a profitable shop, but my gut just tells me the little shop is a problem.
Yeah.
Babes, you already answered your own question.
Yeah, he shouldn't make an emotional decision. No. I think it's good for him to just start small, then scale.
Yeah.
As opposed to just being...
I agree. Do a lot of people put their home on as collateral for loans?
Yeah, but I mean, that's you have to do that when you're very, very certain that you have predictable cash flow and revenue is going to be steady, right? Mm-hmm. Just imagine what would have happened to people who put their businesses on their homes as collateral during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, so you own a restaurant or you got a loan to open a restaurant and
they took your home.
Pandemic happens. Yeah. No one is coming to your restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's risky.
It's risky, yeah.
Okay. Risky. Next coin fashion. Am I the asshole for not giving my husband money for his business? What's with all these wives giving straight to the point. I recently got a decent amount of money from an inheritance. It's not much at all, really, but enough to make a difference in our lives. I've been married for a couple of years, and in that time, my husband has had 3 failed businesses, and I've gotten us out of huge debt at least twice. No comments. Since he knew the money was coming, he started making plans for a new business idea. While me, on the other hand, wanted to save the money for a rainy day to go on vacation, et cetera, because this isn't really that much money. I truly believe this idea that he has will fail like the other ones and the money will be wasted. So I prefer to spend it on something else. I told him today that I don't want to support the business idea, and he says I am the asshole for not wanting to better our lives. Apparently, he had already shared the idea with some family, and I got a few texts telling me I should be supportive, and that's what marriage is about. So, am I the asshole for not giving my husband money for his business?
Oh my God, this is really crazy.
What?
So, I would answer from 2 perspectives, okay. Right? Because I don't know them at all. You know, as someone who's done his own stuff before, it was not the first time, right? So the first time, it didn't really pan out, right? Mm-hmm. The second time, it did, right? So I wouldn't want to make an assumption and say because he failed 2 or 3 times, then the next one will also fail.
Okay? Yeah.
But I understand her perspective, right? Because once, twice, 3 times, and like, what's going to be different? Now, if it's the same type of business, then it might be a red flag. I'm like, come on, you've tried to do stuff over and over and over again the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it tells you something.
It's not
right?
working.
But on the flip side, right, if it's not the case and you have him, maybe he's learned his lessons learned, and he's really dotted his I's and crossed his T's, maybe instead of giving him all of it, could give him half or a portion of it, just so that, because this is marriage that we're talking about, so there has to be compromise to a large extent. Ah. Well, I mean, so I feel like you don't want a situation where your significant other feels you are not supportive.
Yeah.
That could breed a lot of toxicity within the environment. You don't want to have that. So instead of not supporting him 100%, you could do 25%, or you could support him as a loan, right? And tell him that if he goes on to blow, you're not going to, no need to pay him interest. But if he doesn't, he'll pay you back with interest, right? So I think that will make him
loan your husband money.
I mean, like, at this point, right? We've gotten to where we are 3 times and it didn't work out. Yeah. So her senses are heightened at this moment, right? Which makes sense. That way she can go on vacation and still help him. It's a win-win, right?
Yeah.
So let's say it's 100K. Give him 25K to do stuff.
But she said it's not that much money. I feel like it can't be up to...
Well,
it's relative. But she said... It's going on vacation. Who needs 100K to go on vacation?
Okay. So he's like 5.
To me, it's sounding like 20, like 20. 10K, 15.
What kind of business do you...
Well,
do you want to fry
10K would help a lot of people. Start, if you have a photographer... Why do you like this?
I don't, like,
if you want to start a photography business, 10K can be a lot of money to help, right?
Okay. Well...
But yeah, you are right. We don't know how much money it is, but in my opinion, first of all, I have a few things. First of all, you can be supportive in ways other than monetarily. So like, you can support him by giving him moral support. Give him a hug, okay? Rub his back, okay? Because I just think that 3 times failing your business, use your own money to fund the next one, you know?
The 3 times that he failed, was it his money?
Well, it says she's had to get him out of debt twice.
So it's probably
their debt is, they're married, right? So their debt is their debt. But in my opinion, my humble opinion, I think that although you've tried, sis, you've tried 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, 4th time, like, okay, maybe give 10% of your money. But in my opinion, you don't even, like, this man.
Maybe they need a vacation.
Yeah, maybe he needs a break to
think.
To get his mind in check. But yeah. I don't know. And also, the fact that he's texting his family to complain and his family's texting you back saying, oh, you should be supportive. They should give him the money. They're his family. They should give him the money. Like,
yeah, we don't want to talk about that right
did you
now.
Did you see that that trend on Twitter?
Yeah,
That was like, oh, your wife is not your family.
Exactly. So I was like, let's not step into that.
I don't agree with that. But here, yeah, sure. Go with your actual family.
What's your opinion on that?
I think that your wife, any man who says that I as his wife is not his family, I have to leave him immediately. What is going on?
This is something that people haven't answered yet. So I feel like, why?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why? What made him do that? Like, what did he see that made him stop putting his funds in his mom's name?
Oh, in that situation. So for those who may not have known what we're talking about, but okay. I don't know the guy's name.
Hakimi.
So his wife divorced him.
Yeah, she filed for divorce.
She filed for divorce. And I guess she was 50%. Going after half of his assets. And upon looking, she realized that all his assets are in his mom's name. And then Nigerian Twitter was going off saying, saying that, hey,
get a son like Hakimi.
Yeah, get a son like Hakimi or whatever his name is. They were saying like, your wife is not your family. Your mom is your family. Your dad is your family. Your kids are your family, but your wife is not your family. Yeah. And I was just like, what? Red flag. No.
Yeah, just that's not accurate.
Though. Yeah. To me, the math's not math. That makes no sense. Don't marry someone who you think is a stranger to you. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But in this case, if you want to... Go to your family and ask them for the money.
I wouldn't subscribe to that, like, washing your laundry in public to your other family members. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay, we have some more context from the original poster.
Okay.
So somebody said, not the asshole. If the family is so in on it, let them whip out the cash. Exactly.
Like your answer.
The guy has had a terrible track record and needs to get a job. And then somebody commented on that and said, exactly. If it's a great idea, then a bank will happily give him a small business loan. If the bank is not willing to invest in them, who are you? Who am I to invest in here? I know it doesn't always apply. Tell him he can say, I told you so to you as many times as he wants once his business gets into the black. Also, his family is a bunch of assholes who involve themselves. If they think it's so brilliant, then let them put their money where their mouths are. Exactly. Most offensive of all, and what makes them all true assholes, is that they equate being supportive with providing cash. That is what I said. You can be super supportive of your husband without opening your wallet. Screw them for implying only one way matters. So the OP, original poster, says, he did get a loan the last two times, and I had to pay for it. And his family has also given him money in the past for businesses behind my back. He has never paid them back. When they tried to get the money from me, I played dumb and saying I had no idea what they were talking about. Like, you've been...
So he probably doesn't have a very good track record. So he speaks to what we talked about earlier about history. So his financial history doesn't speak well. And so she's right to sort of decline.
It's a no for me. It's enough for me.
We are aligned on this.
You know? Yes. Okay, let's read the next coin fashion. Okay, this one is about investing in a business. Okay.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for investing part of my daughter's college fund in my new wife's business? My 55 male wife, 31 female of 2 years, is very unhappy with her life because she feels like there is never anything fun or important to do. She didn't finish college and she feels too old to do some. She's 31. She feels too old to do so. So jobs are out of the question. So it is no wonder that when her sister said that she wanted to start her own boutique and take my wife on as a business partner, that my wife's mood started drastically shifting upwards. Starting a boutique is rather costly, and it's been tough to get investment on their end because potential investors are saying that there are too many boutiques. Yep. But I believe in their passion and think that this is it. If this worked out, it could be a good chance for my wife to feel like she's doing something meaningful. I'm not terribly liquid right now, but it will be another 4 years before my daughter goes to college. So I ended up taking I ended up investing $30,000 from the fund that her late mother and I put together for her. I told her, and she was furious with me and kept trashing my wife's business idea, saying it was dumb and she was dumb. Am I the asshole? It's not like my daughter is going to college soon, but right now I really want to make my wife happy and not go into an early midlife crisis because she feels powerless in her life. She said herself that this was her chance for her to do something important for her life. So am I the asshole for investing part of my daughter's college fund in my wife's new business?
I'm happy you said part, not everything. So that's very interesting. I mean, I don't know about the boutique industries, but I know that there are a lot of, like you said, there are a lot of boutique industries. So competition is very fierce. You even had boutique companies leave Canada, right? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, huge companies.
Yeah, huge companies that have a larger war chest and cash and reserve have come in and they just left because the market is very, very fierce with competition, right? So passion, unfortunately, is not enough. It's not enough to sustain the business. You need to capture a large market share and have your pricing and product very, very at a very good point. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this dude made an emotional decision. Clearly, he didn't want confrontation or conflict with his significant
just
other.
Just because of Pum Pum, you're gonna go and like.
So I don't know. The opportunity cost for him is, instead of having disagreements or conflicts with his wife, he's looking at potentially not being able to support his daughter.
Awful. And I think the thing that gets me is, first of all, yeah, the business idea, it's not really a revolutionary business idea. Not that it's not worthy, but again, it's an extremely fierce industry.
Yeah, very competitive industry, yeah.
And then it's the fact that your late wife and you put this fund together. It's not just like it's your money for your daughter. It was your late wife. Her mom put this money away for her for college or university. And now you're just like, yeah, let's just use it on my wife's business.
I feel like they should have honored the...
Yeah. What would she have said? What would your wife have said? This wouldn't have happened if she was here, but, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like that's like... Technically, no parent owes, like, you don't have to pay for your kids' education, right? Like, it's not something that you have to do, unless you're Nigerian, you know, we like to be doing that. I just think that the fact that it was your late wife's money as well, it just kind of sits, it doesn't sit well with me.
Doesn't sit well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to rip off a band-aid at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
That conflict, I don't know. Well,
yeah.
I wish him well, though. Like, I really hope that it works out.
Yeah, so do you think he's the asshole or not the asshole?
He's the asshole.
Yeah,
he's the asshole.
I agree. Okay, let's read some. You are the asshole. Do you have a plan on how to replace $40,000 in 4 years?
That's a lot.
I know, that's a lot, especially depending on the market that you're in. Like, unless I don't know how much you're making, but if you're making maybe $200,000, Even then.
Like, that's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Also, does your wife actually have a solid business plan? Or is it just, ooh, I want to open up a boutique? And then someone said, he shouldn't just replace the $30,000 in 4 years. He also needs to replace the interest that $30,000 would have accrued as well.
True. Future value of money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Someone said, he's not going to have any money in 4 years. Boutiques are a dime a dozen and businesses are being destroyed due to the lower volume from the pandemic. Yep. This business will fail and they'll lose everything. I feel bad for this daughter. Yeah. And your late wife. Nobody's mentioning the wife. I don't know why. But, okay, you didn't answer the most important question. Do you even have a plan to replace the $30,000? Even if you do, how are you going to make up for the 4 years of contributions that will be missing because of it? Yeah, I don't know. And retail is a dying industry, right?
No? Yeah. Some segments, though, right? Because I think like clothes are not going to die.
Clothing, that's true.
But there are certain segments that maybe get smaller demand over time, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It seems like a very emotional decision. Mm-hmm. And it's not recommended. It's not the best.
It's not wise. We're not using this head. Another head. Okay. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Am I the asshole for not wanting to give my brother the car we inherited from our grandpa after he blew all his money on a failed business venture? I, 31 male, recently inherited a classic car from my late grandpa. It's a beautiful 69 Mustang that he restored and maintained meticulously. My brother, James, 28 male, and I were always close to our grandpa and spent countless hours with him working on cars. In his will, grandpa left the Mustang to both of us, but due to my financial stability and stable job, I was able to take possession of it and cover all necessary costs. James has always been a bit reckless with money. 2 years ago, he decided to start his own business without doing much research or planning. He poured his entire savings into it and even took out loans to get things going. Unfortunately, the business failed within a year and James was left with a mountain of debt. He recently came to me asking if I could lend him the Mustang so he can sell it and use the money to pay off his debts. He promised that once he's back on his feet, he'll find a similar car and return it to me. However, I don't believe he'll ever be able to afford a car like that again. And honestly, I don't trust him with such a valuable possession that holds so much sentimental value for both of us. I told him that I wasn't comfortable with his plan, and he got really upset, accusing me of being selfish and not caring about his financial struggles. My parents, both in their late 50s, are divided on the issue. My mom thinks I should help James, while my dad agrees that I shouldn't risk losing the car. Now my extended family is getting involved and opinions are all over the place. Some of my aunts and uncles think I'm being heartless, while others understand that I'm an unsupportive brother. While others understand my point of view. Yeah. James has been telling everyone that I'm an unsupportive brother who only cares about a car, which is making me look like a massive jerk. I've offered to help James in other ways, like helping him find a job or lending him a smaller amount of money, but he insists that selling the Mustang is the only way he can get out of this mess quickly. I feel torn because I want to help my brother, but I also don't want to lose our grandpa's prized possession. So, am I the asshole for not wanting to give my brother the car we inherited from our grandpa after he blew all his money on a failed business venture? Is there a better way to handle this situation?
He's not the asshole, clearly.
At all.
Like that, of course, those kind of cars, classic cars, are very valuable, and with time they will appreciate. If he concedes to his brother's demands, it means he's probably going to sell it for lesser than the value of the car, just because he wants to offset his debt, right?
Yeah.
Which is not a smart move. And what that means is, I mean, where is he going to get the money to get a classic car? He's going to get it at a
It's going to be expensive.
Yeah, definitely. Those cars run into, 1960, they run into six figures, seven figures, right?
Really?
Yep.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
cars. And Aston Martin, those are classic cars.
Oh, right? Wow. Okay. Right?
And if they are well maintained, they can run for a long period of time. Like, you don't see them. Those are cars you drive in summer. Not snow, yeah. Right? Well, you drive them in summer, and they are cars that command certain respect, right?
So mm-hmm.
I think he made a very good decision.
Yeah. Right?
His brother, he would deal with it at some point.
Yeah. I agree. I actually have nothing to add. I think that let them call you an asshole if they want to call you an asshole.
Man, but you're just being your car and receive it.
Yeah, but do you think that, like, because the grandpa gave the car to both of them, shouldn't maybe he give like the value of
they have an equal stake essentially. So he cannot sell the car without his brother's consent. And on the flip side, his brother cannot deny him access to the car. So they are the stalemate. And now, since there's evidence that he has taken sort of supporting and maintaining the car,
mm-hmm.
I think to a large extent, I won't say ownership, but the brother has more influence than the younger guy who is in debt.
But think about it, like, if my parents left me and my sister $100,000 car,
mm-hmm.
if we sold it, we'd each get 50K. So technically, if he needs help, should we be?
Yeah, keeping? If you sold it, but before you arrive at that point, there has to be mutual decision to sell it. So if one party is saying, I'm not willing to sell.
Okay.
Like, you're at a stalemate.
Okay. So. Fair enough. But shouldn't he buy him out then? Because he's the one who owns the car, right? So
he doesn't have money. You mean the brother who has money?
Yeah.
By him. Yeah, yeah. So that's very smart.
I'm just trying to think of how it could be the most fair. Even though I still think you're not the asshole, but I'm just thinking if your grandpa left you both and you're the only one using it because you're the one who can afford to maintain it, shouldn't you like buy your brother out of it so you can have full ownership?
Yeah, that could be. That's a smart idea. Yeah. You could like pay off the debt and say, you know what, if I pay off your debt, you relinquish ownership, right? Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Okay, let's look at some comments. Where are the comments? Everyone says not the asshole. Not the asshole. I wouldn't give him the car to sell. You will never see that money or a similar car again. Yep. You've offered reasonable solutions that he has shot down. If your brother thinks you are heartless for not helping, your brother should then they should all pull together to give him money for his debt, just like the other ones. Yeah. Everyone has chat, but they don't have money to be adding to it, you know.
Everyone has opinions.
Yeah, someone said, the OP said, that's what I thought too, but I felt it was a bit demanding considering none of them are particularly wealthy. Yeah. And someone else said you should buy him out of the car. Yeah.
So that's a very smart idea. Just pay off the debt and let him relinquish ownership. Just sign the papers.
Yeah.
Sign it over to him.
Seems to me like your brother owns 50% of the car. So either you sell it and split the proceeds or you blue book it and then buy, I don't know what that means, and buy your brother's share. I think
it's Kelly Blue Book. Retailers, whatever.
Sell it to them. Yeah. Unless your grandpa specified that the car is not to be sold and that you are both to share in its use, it's not your place to hold on to the car.
Neither is his place to sell. So they still be either way.
I don't agree with that.
So, yeah.
Someone said this, buy him out of his half, less his half of the expenses to transfer if you track those.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, everyone's saying not the asshole.
Yeah, it's clearly not the asshole.
Yeah. Someone said everyone sucks here. If you both own half the car, then he does have a right to force the sale. Still a bit of an asshole move, as it's not just some car, it's grandpa's car. The only correct solution would be for you to buy out your brother's share. If you have to take a loan to do that, so that's what you need to do in order to keep the car.
Take a loan.
Please, a loan for a car is a liability. No,
it's a liability.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, in this case, you could make the argument that, okay, the car is a classic and you get it for a high value, but it doesn't make sense to take a loan because the premise of taking a loan is to pay back continuously. So I wouldn't advise or recommend that. If you just buy out his brother's stake and let his brother use his money and do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah. I agree. Okay, we're going to do two more.
Okay. These are very cool questions. Now,
you're cool. Your heart's not beating anymore?
I thought they were going to be very controversial stuff.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Okay. Am I the asshole for asking my girlfriend to ask someone she knows for a loan of $500,000 to start off my business? My girlfriend, 20 female, and I, 20 male, come from a very poor background. Our parents both moved to the U.S. for a better life. My partner and I are both first generation. We often struggle to make payments because of our background, because we're either making a big purchase or helping out family. My girlfriend is a caregiver. The lady she is taking care of for over a year now has made a friend. My girlfriend got to meet the friend, and it turns out the friend is a millionaire. My girlfriend told me she was a millionaire because my girlfriend thought it was cool. I saw it as an opportunity to see if the millionaire was willing to give us a loan to start the business, since I know it will be successful and will be out of the poverty line. However, my girlfriend sees it as us begging and asking for money as if the millionaire owes us. My girlfriend thinks this is a handout, but in reality, it's a loan that an average bank won't give anyone my age, and that's why I see it as an opportunity. Since the conversation, I haven't stopped thinking about it because I hate seeing my mom working night shifts and I hate not being able to hang out with my family as much or my girlfriend as much. I see this as it's either we wait 10 years, if not more, to barely be over the poverty line, or we can be over it in as little as 2 months. So am I the asshole for asking my girlfriend to ask someone she knows for a loan of $500,000 to start off my business? What is this?
What kind of business is that? Is that like you want to buy Bitcoin or something and you have like insider info that Bitcoin is going to be more than something? Like, That feels very weird.
And the amount is insane, no?
Yeah, 500K is a lot. And he made some comments around not being able to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. So how does he intend to pay off the loan?
He thinks the business will blow. Don't we all think our business will blow? Yeah.
There's a lot of people who started businesses.
Yeah,
right?
It seems extremely entitled of him to think that, oh yeah, this person is a millionaire, so therefore.
Yeah.
Also, say they have $1 million, this millionaire. You are asking for half of their wealth. I want you to know that.
Well, usually the net worth thing and the liquidity stuff is a different conversation, but I know that high net worth individuals tend to use more of debt to fund their lifestyle. Right.
Yeah.
They are very illiquid.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have.
Yeah, their money's tied up in real estate.
Exactly.
The
they don't have that.
Stock
so
market.
For them to draw down on those liquid assets,
mm-hmm.
it has to be for a significant return. Mm-hmm. There has to be significant return on investment, right?
Yeah.
So no one's going to give you 500K just like that.
Yes. You are the asshole, unfortunately.
Sorry, bro.
Someone said, you are the asshole. And beyond that, unless the millionaire is senile or an idiot, she is not going to loan you any money, let alone $500,000. Your girlfriend is just going to embarrass herself and possibly ruin her relationship with her employer for even asking such a ridiculous thing. Yeah. People won't lend that money, that amount of money to their 23-year-old children, let alone a stranger.
Yeah.
Let alone, they meant a stranger. Yeah. Nonsense.
That makes sense.
Nonsense.
Yeah, that
okay.
That's a very risky endeavor.
Yeah, please. I beg. Okay, next one. Am I the asshole for not paying my dead friend's mother for his failed business plan? Okay.
Come again.
Am I the asshole for not playing? Am I the asshole for not paying my dead friend's mother for his failed business plan? I planned on starting a business with my friend in 2020. Our plan was simple. Quit our jobs, start a business, split the profits 50-50, and about a year into it, I would buy him out of his half of the business, and he would have a guaranteed job working for me and would make his own hours.
Okay.
That's the plan we agreed to. He purchased a $2,000 piece of equipment for the business, and I purchased about $5,000 worth of equipment for the business. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he passed away shortly after this.
Okay.
We were still working our regular jobs at this point. The business was not even close to being started up. I created a new plan with someone else and started the business.
Okay.
The equipment my friend bought was in my possession, and he was my best friend, so I considered myself to be the owner of it at this point. Now it's a year later, and this guy's mother is hitting me up asking for money or the equipment her son purchased. She also wants money for the planned buyout of his half of the business. I told her I don't owe her anything, and I'm not giving her something that was purchased by my best friend for him and I to use. So, am I the asshole for not paying my dead friend's mother for his failed business plan?
It's a very, very tricky question. Like, I mean, both of them obviously entered into a partnership and they were agreement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, right, his friend, his deceased friend now, that makes things a bit tricky, right? I feel like this is where common sense and having a very good, decent amount of communication would prevail,
mm-hmm.
right? I feel like I don't know.
I don't know either.
Selling the equipment doesn't benefit the business because it could be crucial to the success of the business,
mm-hmm.
right? And paying the mom, what's the basis for paying the mom, right? So, man.
Yeah.
Are there questions that people don't answer? This is one of them. So it's. I feel like having a very, there has to be a conversation and a compromise. Like, you know, this is the situation. And have a mutual sort of like agreement on what steps to take,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, this one is
if selling the equipment is not detrimental to the business, then maybe he can do that and just pay her off,
mm-hmm.
right? But if not, then they should just have a common agreement, right? right, of some sort.
Yeah. I feel like the mother's also probably grieving, and she's just looking to get...
Yeah, she's grieving, and yeah.
Yeah, but...
I don't know the circumstances of...
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, however, so. I don't know. I don't know if you're the asshole for not wanting to pay her back, but maybe you are. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's a different kind of...
Yeah, I don't think situation. She deserves the... like the payout that would happen in 2 years because yeah. he was going to buy his partner out of the business.
Those agreements are there. Like yeah. you could use that to buttress his point. Like
yeah.
this was the agreement. I think whatever decision he makes will probably come from from whatever relationship he had with his friend. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you know what? I'm doing this because of the relationship, not because yeah. because on the business end, it seems like they had an agreement.
Mm-hmm. Right. So good point. Yeah.
Just the judgment.
Yeah, this one's tricky. Okay, we're going to do one last one, okay?
Right.
Last coin fashion. Last one. Would I be the asshole if I told my mom to close her business? My 31 male mother, 63 female, was a stay-at-home mom. It was her decision when we were young since my dad made excellent money, and I am forever grateful for the care and sacrifice she did for my siblings and I. She always sort of hinted that she wondered what could have been her career. She always sort of hinted that she wondered what could have been for her career, which always stuck with me.
Yep.
A few years back, my parents got divorced. In the settlement, my mom got money from the sale of my childhood home, cash, and an alimony amount one would consider a livable salary for a set number of years. My dad has made it clear that he will not give her a dime beyond his obligation. My mom tried to re-enter the workforce after the divorce, but either didn't get jobs or the jobs sucked and didn't stick. Yeah. I know it's difficult with a multiple decade gap in your work history. So my mom started her own business, and the nature of which I will not share here for privacy. Okay. Up to this point, my mom has been living off of the divorce settlement. Against my advice of taking on big expenditures, she bought... a small building, vehicles, computers, hired a bookkeeper and two employees. In keeping up with her finances and the businesses, which are one and the same, the business has not been profitable in 4 years, even before COVID. She asked what I thought, but I couldn't bring myself to tell her that it's probably a failure. She's told me many times that she loves running her company and could never work for anyone else at this point in her life. The worst part is I saw that she's dipping into her already modest retirement savings to support the business, mostly used for small business tax, insurance on the vehicles, etc. At this point, I am growing concerned. My dad's alimony obligation is over, and she will never see another penny from him. Since she's getting to that age, I want my mom to retire in comfort when the time comes as she deserves, but I don't see that being possible if she's already using the retirement funds to prop up a failing business. Not to mention, she's been hurt several times as the job requires a lot of movement. Nothing serious. She tweaked her back and knee and ankles, and she has no health insurance. If asked again, would I be the asshole for telling my mom to close the business and get a job elsewhere, even though she loves it?
Yeah, she's not an asshole. Like, it seems like she's making a lot of, I wouldn't say wise decisions, mm-hmm. right? She clearly, the business is running at a loss, right?
For 4 years.
Yeah, so there's...
And she's tapping into her retirement.
Yeah, like that seems like a lot. I get. It seems like she wants to live out this childhood or teenage or whatever dream of running a business, but she's going about it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You could invest those funds and have a steady interest on an annual basis and just live your best life. You don't have to work or you invest in someone who knows what he's doing and get some returns, right?
But I think she's finding like passion, like it's her passion project.
Unfortunately, that is a very costly passion.
I know, right? Expensive.
Yeah, so I mean, I think he's well beyond he's within his rights to sort of tell her maybe you might want to bring in two options. Either she closes it, right? Or bring in someone who is able to do a better job than her and while she oversees. But
yeah.
I mean, my opinion, probably just tell her to close it, right?
Yeah.
So that she doesn't dip too too much into her retirement funds.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think you're the asshole at all. I think the truth hurts, but a lie is worse. That's from a song, which I can't remember right now. But the truth hurts, but a lie is worse. And she needs a healthy dose of reality, in my opinion. I know it's her passion project. Yep. I know she wants to do it. Yep. I know it's making her happy, but...
Yeah.
She can still choose to do whatever she wants, but realize that you are going to become her piggy bank after all the money is gone, right?
Exactly.
A lot of us are our parents' retirement plan. And in this case, your mom actually had the money set away for retirement.
What? Yeah, as you know, sure, it's my mother. You said something like
that. Yeah, most of us are our parents' retirement plan. But this person actually had retirement savings, so she didn't have to be her plan. But slowly, you are going to become one. And this is assuming... Like, God willing, she lives a long life. So she's only 63 right now. Yeah, if she lives to 80, bruv, that's almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Not easy to survive in Canada without very sizable income. Yeah.
Okay, so on the post, surprisingly, the vote is asshole. The overall vote is asshole. I'm surprised. Okay, let's read it.
Okay.
You are the... Oh, okay. You're the asshole for not telling her sooner.
Okay.
If you are in charge of her finances, you should absolutely not be keeping this information from her. Sometimes people just have to get it up and face reality. If she's already run out of alimony, it really is already too late. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I know it can be difficult without skills, but losing money at this stage of her game is definitely not an option. Yeah. If you're in a position, I hope that you're in a position to help her out for the long term.
This is what we were just talking about. Yeah, you don't want to be the backup, right?
Yeah.
Clearly, she doesn't have a lot of business
prowess.
Call it a day. Day, right? Yeah.
You would not be the asshole. You need to tell her to sit down. If you don't, she'll just work till she dies. And if she's happy and that's sustainable or what she wants to do, then that's fine. But she'll run out of money eventually, and it's better to quit while you still have stuff to sell and can be ahead than after you're broke. Nothing wrong with just not working anymore. Okay, so everyone actually did say not the asshole, so I don't know why they said that the overall vote was asshole, but
that makes more sense.
Yeah. Wow, I hope, how was that?
It was good.
Not as stressful as you thought?
No. It was good interacting with you guys and getting to hear your questions and all, right?
So yes.
That was fair.
Yeah, and we love to hear your opinions on these as well. So on our Instagram page at Don't Go Broke Trying, we share every single CoinFession on that page as well. So you can comment, give your takes. I really love to hear them because you guys are very opinionated. And also on Twitter, if you wanted to reply and tell us what you think, just use the hashtag DGBTpod and then we will make sure to see it. And give your feedback on each story because we really love to see it. Also, if you don't know, there's a video version of the podcast, so you can watch it on Spotify if you're listening on Spotify, or you can watch it on YouTube. So check out the YouTube channel. It's a brand new channel. We don't have any subscribers there yet, so please go over there and subscribe. Yes. Well, Chooks, thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure here.
If someone wanted to connect with you, how would they connect with you?
I'm on Instagram at Sosonizi and on LinkedIn as Sochikuma Ahamnizi.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and I'll leave those links in the description box. Thank you all for listening to this episode. We can't wait to see you in the next one. And make sure you share this on your Instagram story and tag all three of us. So me, Chooks, and the podcast. Okay, tag all three of us and I'll leave those handles in the description box below. Thank you for listening. See you in the next one. Bye. I hope you learned some things that will help you to not go broke. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, make sure to subscribe wherever you're listening and share this episode with a friend. To watch the video version of this podcast, check out the DGBT YouTube channel and you can continue the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag DGBTpod. This episode was produced by Matthew I with music by Wonder Girl.